Well, let's move on now in Isaiah 21 to verse 13. We have another prophecy, and this is the prophecy concerning Arabia. The burden upon Arabia. In the forest in Arabia shall ye lodge, O ye traveling companies of the denim. Arabia, as you know, is that land which lies south and southeast of Palestine. It's primarily a desert type country. It's noted for, or was noted for, the nomads who lived there and dwelled in tents and tended their herds, and for the caravans that would pass through this country composed of the camels. And the people are of a kind of a wild and dangerous nature, especially to outsiders. So he says the burden upon Arabia. Now the word burden here means the prophecy or the trouble that's going to come to Arabia. In the forest in Arabia shall you lodge. Now the word forest here really means not necessarily a forest as we know it in this country where there are some thick, tall, green trees. But it means an out-of-the-way place which is not inhabited and which is not cultivated. It could have trees, it could just be thickets, or it just could be a rough land that would could be referred to as a forest. In the forest in Arabia shall ye lodge, O ye traveling companies of Dedanim. Now Dedanim was a tribe that descended probably from Abraham through his wife Keturah. There was another tribe of the same name who descended from Cush. Doesn't matter, they both lived in about the same area. And they were noted for their caravans. And so as they carried on their trade and traveled through this country with their caravans, they would find that there would come such trouble in the country that they would have to take refuge in the forest in Arabia. That is, in these out-of-the-way places. They couldn't just stay on the beaten path because of the great trouble in the land. And so for security for the caravans, they would have to seek these out-of-the-way places known as the forests of Arabia. Then he further describes the trouble in verse 14. The inhabitants of the land of Tema. Now Tema was another tribe that lived here, another area here, and it was a descendant of Ishmael. The inhabitants of the land of Tema brought water to him that was thirsty. They prevented with their bread him that fled. So there'd be one group in Arabia that would be under such stress they would be having to flee for their lives, and here's another group who would give them water to sustain them and give them bread, and the word prevent here means really to supply. They'd supply them with bread and supply them with water. That's what kind of distress it would be. They wouldn't be in a secure place known as home, but they'd be in a state of flight and having a stranger to give them water and bread to sustain them. For they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. So we see that there's some kind of war that they are fleeing from, having to do with swords, the drawn sword, the bent bow. Now a bent bow is one that's cocked and ready to let loose, you know, with the arrow. A drawn sword is one that's ready to strike. And he says, in the grievousness of war. And you know, we could spend a long, long time discussing the grievousness of war. There are many, many horrible aspects to any war. For thus the Lord, hath the Lord said unto me, within a year, according to the years of an hireling, and all the glory of Kedar shall fail. Now this Kedar was another tribe that lived in Arabia, and it predominated certain parts of Arabia to the extent that even the word for this tribe was used for the inhabitants of the country. Kedar was a son of Ishmael also, and they were noted for living in tents and being rather a nomad tribe. But in this verse 16, he is giving the precise time that this is going to happen. For thus hath the Lord said unto me, within a year, according to the years of an hireling. Now when you number something according to the years of an hireling, a hireling is somebody who hires out to work. Well, whenever you have hired somebody to work for a year, then that means it's a precise year, because you're not going to let him quit and get paid before the year's up. And furthermore, he's not going to work any longer than the year. He's going to be watching his calendar because he's getting paid for working for the year. And so when the year's up, he's going to call it quits. And you're not going to let him quit till the year's up. So this is going to be precisely a year, he says, according to the year of an hireling. And all the glory of Kedar shall fail. That is the pomp, the pride, the security, the self-sufficiency. These people in Arabia would fail within a year of the time that he gave this prophecy. And the residue of the number of archers, the mighty men of the children of Kedar, shall be diminished. For the Lord God of Israel has spoken it. So the mighty warriors of this people known as Kedar, their archers, the residue, those that were left of them, shall be diminished. So they're going to have their number greatly reduced as a result of this great onslaught that's going to come. So we might ask ourselves the question, who was it that attacked Arabia at this time? What army is he talking about? And he's probably talking about the army of Sennacherib, which was devastating this whole area. They had defeated all of the nations to the north there in Syria and